Hi, this is the first lecture in MIT's course 1806, Linear Algebra, and I'm Gilbert Strang. The text for the course is this book, Introduction to Linear Algebra, and the course webpage, which has got a lot of exercises from the past, MATLAB codes, the syllabus for the course, is web.mit.edu/18.06. And this is the first lecture, lecture one. So, and later we'll say which will give the web address for viewing these videotapes. Okay, so what's in the first lecture? This is my plan. The fundamental problem of linear algebra, which is to solve a system of linear equations. So let's start with the case when we have some number of equations, say n equations and n unknowns. So an equal number of equations and unknowns. That's the normal, nice case. And what I want to do is, with examples of course, to describe first what I call the row picture. That's the picture of one equation at a time. It's the picture you've seen before in 2x2 equations where lines meet. So in a minute you'll see lines meeting. The second picture, I put a star beside that because that's such an important one and maybe new to you, is the picture a column at a time. And those are the rows and columns of a matrix. So the third, the algebra way to look at the problem is the matrix form in using a matrix that I'll call A. Okay, so can I do an example? The whole semester will be examples and then see what's going on with the example. So take an example. Two equations, two unknowns. So let me take 2x minus y equals 0, let's say, and minus x plus, say, 2y equals 3. Okay. I can even say right away, what's the matrix what's the coefficient matrix? The matrix that involves these numbers. A matrix is just a rectangular array of numbers. Here it's two rows and two columns. So 2 and minus 1 in the first row, minus 1 and 2 in the second row, that's the matrix. And the unknown, well, we've got two unknowns. So we've got a vector x with two components, x and y. And we've got two right-hand sides that go into a vector 0, 3. I couldn't resist writing the